Nau mai hoki mai te iwi ki te reo irirangi Māori o te hiku o te ika, ki te wāhanga o taumatahanga. Ko māua tonu tēnei, ara, ko Honi Wanda Murray, ko Daphne Pōpata, e mihi atu nei ki a koutou.
Aira, e te iwi kei runga i te toko wāia kōrero i tēnei wā, ko Kaui East, ara Kaui Urantera. Kuia tētahi o ngā mātanga i runga i te paipāpuri pukamata e kawia nei i ngā kaupapa whāngai i te hungarawa kore i roto i ngā tiriti hoinora. Me tāhuri ake tātou ki aia, ako ake nei, noho tonu mai.
Te reo irirangi o te heku o te ika.
Tēnā koe Kaui, pēhiana koe, how are you this afternoon?
Oh, kia ora, sister. I'm good, thank you. I'm good. Ka pai.
Oh, morena, bro. Good to have you on the show with us today.
Hey, my brother. Yeah, thank you.
Awesome. So you've been doing a lot of great mahi whanaunga, especially around feeding our homeless people down there where you live. Can you just give us a little bit of background kōrero into why you got into doing this mahi and sharing all of that kōrero online on Facebook?
Oh, yeah. Kia ora whanau. So I've basically been helping our people for years and years since I was a kid.
Mm.
But it wasn't until, it was only up until recently I decided to do it on social media.
Mm.
To show whānau at home, to inspire others at home that they can do the same.
Mm.
So I come from a neighbourhood that's full of hurt and struggle. So when you come from those kind of neighbourhoods, you know, you sort of just want to reach out and help others because you want it to stop.
Aye,
tēnā koe. Being a part of the mongrel mob, was that something that hindered your experience or hindered you from doing this type of mahi, especially with the reactions or maybe the reactions that you were getting from some of the public in terms of what you were doing and the kaupapa that you were trying to get across?
So hinder as in put off or...
What were some of the challenges that you faced, especially with all the tattoos and things?
The challenges, the challenges was the main challenge and still lives to this day is being believed. Is my hikoi, is my new walk, is making people believe me that that my change is sincere. So that is the main challenge. But over time, I think people around the country. And now around the world are starting to believe me, so that's really cool. But our homeless whānau here on the streets of Gisborne, they love me, I love them, they all know me and I know them, and it's just a really cool thing to be a part of.
Awesome, bro. And how has your presence on social media sort of lifted this for you, and what direction has it taken since you've had such a huge presence on social media?
I think it's taken an awesome direction as far as whānau at home, reaching whānau at home. But unfortunately, lately in the last couple of months, I've had trouble with Facebook after the Christchurch shooting.
Mm.
So my facial tattoos, it's more regalia on my face, and one of the symbols on my face is the swastika.
Mm.
The government or whoever's involved, whoever's in charge of this country and Facebook, they don't take too kindly to the swastika. But I don't know how to explain it. But for me, I need to tell the government that we're not white power. We've got nothing to do with what happened down in Christchurch. Our condolences to the Muslim community.
Ai, tēnā koe mō era kōrero, bro, especially with the Muslim community standing with our whānau down there in South Auckland at this time. Obviously, all of these hurdles haven't held you down and you're still doing your mahi out there on the streets. Whānau is still giving to the kaupapa. So for you, what drives you to do this kind of stuff and what keeps you going in terms of carrying on, getting out there, feeding the whānau on the streets of Gisborne and doing these lives and... travelling the motu, basically, to share your story.
Yeah. What keeps me going is the inside. It's the passion I have inside. I truly am passionate about giving and helping. I'm a giver. Both sides of my family, my father's side and my mother's side, they are all givers. We are all givers. So when you've got two sides of the family put into one child, which is me, man, we just give, and we truly don't expect anything back. And other than reward, you know, the reward for me is just seeing people smile and seeing people feel relieved when you help them. So yeah, that's pretty much me on that one.
Kapai, and do you feel you're being supported on your hikoi?
Yep, from my whānau around New Zealand, Australia, and the rest of the world, yep, I definitely feel supported. Then we've got our Game Changer whānau. You got Sister Nix, Alicia Walsh, and Pat Salmon from Kairua, and Annie from AWOL, all
right.
Who is a whanaunga to you fellas up there, eh?
All right, yep.
Yeah, so I love those. There's four whanaungas. And
what is the Game Changers? What is the Game Changers?
The Game Changers is a group of people who come from different walks of life, yet similar walks of life when it comes to hardship. We come from different walks of life and different paths, but we're all coming together to walk the same path, and that's the path towards success or you know, great goals, great achievements, and just helping whānau. Like I've said this in the past, for me, one of the game changers are Patrick Salmon from Kairua.
All right.
For me, to hang with Patrick is a big thing because he comes from the rainbow community.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, you know, the gay community.
Yeah.
And it's frowned upon for gangsters to... you know, hang out with the rainbow community and the other way around. So for me to be hanging out with brothers like Patrick Salmon is a big thing.
It's a big thing
because I'm just trying to open up the eyes of our whānau at home who are frown upon that kind of stuff. That it's okay. People are people.
And as someone coming from that community, I guess it's very reassuring for me to hear that coming from someone, particularly someone who has such a huge presence like yourself. So I'm very proud that we've got people and platforms that are expressing that aha kua te aha, regardless of what your hikoi in life is, it's still okay, and we're all people at the end of the day. So ngā mihi kia koe mō e rā tū, bro.
No, thank you, bro. Thank you, sister. Thank you, brother.
Awesome, yeah, cool, awesome. Yeah. I just want to acknowledge that you and Patrick also both come from the kind of same kind of space, as, you know, he was a big figure in Kairua, and then Hell's Kitchen came out, and that there was a big movement in this Facebook page, and it was encouraging people to get off the fries and fry their kai rather than themselves. Yeah. Nō reira, that was a great kaupapa there. Awesome to see you doing this mahi e hua, but I think it's time to hakaere this kōrero for a little bit. Do you have any final kōrero for our listeners here in Te Hiku o Te Ika?
I just want to encourage people to love their husbands, love their wives, and love their children. That's the most important message I could ever give anybody. And if you do that, everything will work out. Love each other. Stay tight.
Te reo irirangi o Te Hiku o Te Ika.
Awesome. Thank you heaps for your kōrero, bro. Ngā mihi ki a koe. Ngā mihi ki a koutou, ngā kaiwhakarongo. Tēnā rā koutou katoa.
Mauri ora whānau.